WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. China has released three Americans the U.S. says were wrongly detained. Linda Kenyon reports.
The White House says after years of talks, Americans Mark Swiden, Kai Li, and John Leong will soon be heading home from China. In exchange, the U.S. has agreed to release three Chinese citizens.
The Biden administration has also upgraded its travel advisory to China, something Beijing has long sought. The ceasefire in Lebanon's holding, and Deborah Patton reports if it succeeds, there's some optimism for Gaza.
The deal has revived hope for a Gaza ceasefire, but a former Israeli military intelligence officer told us he's convinced Israel will not be leaving the Palestinian territory for a very long time.
If you're joining the throngs on the roadways, AAA's Tiffany Wright says her best advice is to get your vehicle checked beforehand.
AAA is going to be out there to rescue you, but nothing can ruin a holiday road trip than being stuck on the side of the road.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. In preparation for a busy holiday travel season, AAA has announced it will once again activate its Tow-to-Go service. The service offers a safe ride for Wisconsin residents who become impaired while taking part in holiday festivities, bringing both them and their car to a safe place within a 10-mile radius. The Tow-to-Go service is free to use for anyone, even if you're not a member of AAA. The service should only be used in emergencies, and if travelers plan to partake in activities that could leave them impaired, they should plan their travel ahead of time. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced over $100 million in funding to help struggling residents lower their energy bills. According to a press release, the funding will come from the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. The program will provide payment and assistance for residents to pay their energy bills and help them winterize their homes to become more energy efficient. Any residents who are interested in seeing if they qualify for the program can do so online. The United Way, St. Croix, and Red Cedar Valleys have announced $50,000 in grant funding for local nonprofits in Dunn and Pepin counties. According to a press release, the community impact grants are meant to provide crucial support for organizations focusing on what they call ALICE families, meaning asset-limited, income-constrained, employed families. The organization plans to disperse the funding to the nonprofits by the end of the year for programs that advance health, education, and financial stability for local residents. The Eau Claire Fire Department plans to replace its aging chemical identification system thanks to an $82,000 grant from Wisconsin Emergency Management. The upgraded system will allow the department to identify over 6,000 different chemicals, including hazardous chemicals, explosives, and narcotics. They also plan to upgrade their radio system to allow long-distance communication across the state, as the Eau Claire Fire Department is one of only a handful that's been designated as a Type 1 hazardous materials response system. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks get the win without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game, the Bucks learned that Giannis Antetokounmpo could not go due to swelling in his left knee. The Bucks still managed to win 106-103 over the Miami Heat. Center Brooke Lopez and how Damian Lillard led the Bucks with 37 points and 12 assists.
Yeah, he was clearly locked in, and it definitely gave everyone something to follow. He was such a great leader out there, and we all played off him.
NFL, the Packers may be shorthanded at linebacker. When they play the Dolphins tomorrow night at Lambeau Field, Isaiah McDuffie and rookie Edgerrin Cooper unable to practice. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley asked, how did linebacker Quay Walker perform Sunday night against the 49ers?
I thought Quay played his best game. I was really proud of him, and it was really cool to see. I think if you ask Quay the week before, I think he would tell you he didn't play his best game. The way he responded and the way he practiced, it was like he was on a mission last week.
That's Packers coach Jeff Hafley with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with high temperatures near freezing in the low 30s. Winds are calm and they'll stay that way tonight too as temperatures fall to the teens. But by tomorrow, for Thanksgiving, it'll be blustery cold as winds drop temperatures for the weekend to the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it. All right.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Matt Rothschild is going to be sitting in the big chair to break down all the news with analysis and humor. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. Now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our outstanding producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Wednesday, November 27th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day,
a Thanksgiving edition. Glad to have you along. We are live here on a Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. If you are listening to us on the road, today is a big travel day. And I'm looking at you always say, well, leave before whatever, 7 or 8 in the morning, or after 6 or 7 at night, or 8 o'clock at night. Look, there are some people that just can't do that for whatever reason. No judgment here. But if you're on the roadways here in Wisconsin this afternoon, taking a look at the 511wi.gov, all roads right now in the state of Wisconsin are in good winter driving condition. But if you get around, say, Mequon over to the northern part of Milwaukee in that area, there are 15 different traffic accidents right now reported in that part of the state, the southeast part. So from Mequon down to the northern part of Milwaukee in that area, be aware that there are several traffic accidents there. Also, on I-41, north 3.5 miles beyond the ramp for County Highway D as in David, the right shoulder is blocked due to a crash there. So if you're traveling north on Highway 41, just be aware of that, just north a little bit there of West Bend, south of Fond du Lac. Otherwise, scanning the rest of the state right now, no other major traffic accidents being reported to the Wisconsin DOT. But again, pack your patience. Please take some extra time. Just be aware that today is a big travel day. And if you're going to the airport, here's a hot tip for you. If you're taking block cheese, say a Hook's Sharp Cheddar or Car Valley cheese, it'll block. That could go on your carry-on. But if you're taking port wine spread or Owl's Nest garlic spread dip, no, sir, no, ma'am. Because it's spreadable, it does not qualify to go as a carry-on. You have to pack that, and it has to go underneath. So there's a hot tip.
It's considered a liquid.
Yes.
I know that because it happened to me.
I bet it did.
At the Minneapolis airport, I stopped at the Katie Cheese Factory en route, and they seized my port wine Katie
That's
Cheese.
Terrible.
Which is absolutely fantastic, and they told me I had to check my bag, and because I'm an elitist frequent flyer, I never check my bags because they'll lose them.
Trigvi Olsen joins us from the nation's capital, former Republican like myself, from the great town of River Falls, now the chief or a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, joins us from D.C. Trigvi, we appreciate you staying around all 2 hours on this day before Thanksgiving. He is there in D.C. He tried burning down his kitchen yesterday with a box, but thank goodness the dog saved the day, and we're not joking around. He said on the electric stove.
You know what
stove,
made me most angry about what? my cheese getting seized? What? I said to the TSA lady, I'm like, you should take this home. It clearly hasn't been opened. Mm-hmm. Like, this is $12 worth of cheese, and there were three of them, so it was like $36. Wow. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this stuff is fantastic. Like, you, and she's like, I would so like to take it home, but I can't.
Really? They had to throw it away? Can't.
Yeah, they threw it away.
Oh, that is a tragedy right there.
It is a tragedy.
It's terrible. If you'd like to join Trigvi,
yeah, you want to hear my cheese story, my European cheese story? On. I have a great European
cheese
story.
All right, hang on. If you'd like to join Trigvi, Zomers, and I this hour, give us a call, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. 4842. Lots to get to this hour. Yes, I'm wearing my Packers three-quarter zip today because I'm going to be talking to one of the owners of the Green Bay Packers, Trigvi Olsen, throughout this hour, talking about the game, the Miami Dolphins, the Finns, the Tuna, the Dolphins come to Lambeau tomorrow. Tomorrow, a big Thanksgiving Day evening on NBC television, or better yet, you can listen to it on several of our stations in the Civic Media Network. Pre-game show at 5 p.m. in Richland Center, Park Falls, and Kenosha. Trigvi and I will be talking about that. Zomers has a board game of the week. You can do it with your family. This is fantastic, guys. The Northwoods Tradition has been on the air up in Park Falls for over 50 years. Each night of the traditional 9-day gun season, with the exception of the Packers game and Thanksgiving Day, which is the same day, of course, it's going on its 25th year, and it's going to be 2 hours every night. Joel Karnick leads this two-hour from the woods, actually, and it's got Greg Gunderson, it's got Big G up there, and people call in and tell deer stories, and it's fantastic. You don't want to miss it. It's an open line. They give away great prizes, and it's from 6 until 8 p.m. every night the rest of this week through Sunday, except tomorrow, Thanksgiving. You can hear it locally on 98.3 FM WCQM, or download the Civic Media app, and you can listen to it for free on beautiful Park Falls up there, WCQM. The big 98.3, the Deer Hunters Roundup. Now, that's what I'm talking about, Trigvi. That's part of what makes Wisconsin great. Zomers?
It is a substantial part.
Yeah, Zomers, what do you got?
And also, you can't call in if you do this, but if you want to listen to the previous episodes from this year's hunting season, you can head on over to civicmedia.us and look for the shows and find the podcast.
Oh, very good.
Because you can still hear a lot of fun stories.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So lots to get to. Again, if you want to call in and question for Trigvi, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text on the Civic Media app as well. Talking a little bit about how we can talk, get along with our friends or family over this holiday weekend, and also just kind of some pre-Thanksgiving Day yucking it up a little bit. All right, Trigvi, what's your cheese story?
Okay, so this is a great Wisconsin story in some ways. So right. When I went over to work with the Belarusians in 2001, the first time they came up to Vilnius, because I got kicked out of Belarus by Lukashenko and declared an enemy of the Belarusian state.
He's not so making that up. It's Vilnius, true.
Which was good. Yeah, that's true. But so I was working cross-border from Lithuania. Mm-hmm. The first time we brought them up, you know, it was important. It was healthy because they could have conversations that they couldn't have in Belarus because of the security situation.
Sure.
So at the end of the the meeting, several of them came up to us and they're like, where do we go to get good cheese? Mm-hmm. And my good friend Rita, who is my wife's best friend and was my assistant, we're like looking at each other and we're like, well, you just go to the Maxima store. You can get whatever kind of cheese you want from all over Europe, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we were having the conversation. We're like, what are they talking about? Like, were they trying to send us a message? Where can we get good cheese? Like, what the heck? So the next time they come up, same thing. Some other ones asking us, where can we get good cheese? And so finally we're like, we have to ask somebody what this means. So we went to this guy, Anatoly, who is we're friends with. And we said, Anatoly, what's the deal with the cheese? Like, what do you really want? And he's like, well, cheese. And we're like, really? And they're like, and all of a sudden Rita's like, I know what he's talking about. So Rita explains to me, and during Soviet times, they only had one kind of cheese because it was a command economy. And that was the cheese you got. It was right. This bland white cheese. So cheese was something they really liked. So I go back to Wisconsin maybe 6-8 months later, and I'm telling my parents that story. And about, I don't know, 2-3 months later, this ginormous box arrives by DHL. And it's filled with Katie cheese with a note from my parents saying this is for the Belarusians so they can have some really good cheese. I mean, they sent like 20 pounds of Katie cheese, these guys. And so the next time we had a training, we took I charged them a tax, if you want to know the truth. I took a couple of the cheddars out for myself. But then we had a little party, and we had a bunch of this cheese, and we sent a bunch back. And they were like, oh, my God, this is the best cheese we've ever had. And I was like, it's so Wisconsin. You know, there's my parents. They're like, well, they want good cheese. Right? We'll send them good cheese.
Look at you. I mean, so, bringing turkeys to Poland and cheese to the Belarusians. I mean,
well, that, there's a backstory to the reason you couldn't get turkeys. So the thing about, and I'm stealing this from a guy, John Teft, who's from Wisconsin and was the ambassador to Lithuania and then later to Russia and Ukraine. He's a giant in U.S. Foreign Service. He's a Marquette grad from Madison. Really good friend of mine. So John would give, when he came to our house for Thanksgiving, talked about, he's the ambassador, so he said, you got to give the toast, right? And he talked about how Thanksgiving is an American holiday. And one of the things they do, because you can't get turkeys in a lot of places, is the embassies try and get turkeys. They ship turkeys over. You have to buy them. Right. So it's not like the taxpayers pay for them. But you have to buy them. But the embassies help get turkeys into these places. Well, the turkeys that year that I had to smuggle the turkey, the Belarusians had impounded the turkeys on their way from Kiev up to the Baltic states. And so there were no turkeys, which was the whole.
But it's
such an American holiday. Right? It is such an American holiday.
We forget that.
And people in other places are fascinated by it.
Yeah.
It is truly the American holiday. And people should remember that, quite frankly, when they get together with their in-laws who want to have fights about politics. Should just say, listen, you know, Thanksgiving is about giving thanks really for America and its founding and right. what it represents. And let's all be thankful for that.
Right. Yes, absolutely. We're very blessed.
Because if we can't agree that we should all be thankful for that, right. then there's something you need to look in the mirror, because the extremist is the one looking back at you.
Right. There you go. Also, I don't want to get into the question here before the break. We have a good question we're going to get to you right after the break on the text line. Are you a big Macy's Day Parade person, Drigby? Do you guys watch the...
No.
We enjoy it at our house. I enjoy it. I'm thinking, the more I'm looking at this article in front of me, there's not a Thanksgiving parade in D.C., is there?
No.
I don't think so.
It's like Detroit doesn't have a lot of parades.
No, you're right, except the inauguration.
I think,
which
honestly,
have one,
like,
large turkey this year.
You know, River Falls has one. The River Falls Day Parade
really?
Is one of my favorite
River
parades.
Falls is a Thanksgiving fantastic. Day parade?
No. Oh. They're River Falls Days. But Wisconsin and parades, like, right. I love parades.
Me too. I'm thinking that next year it could be Trigby and Todd's Thanksgiving Day Parade. We could co-anchor and do a Thanksgiving
Todd,
parade.
Todd, it would be you and I marching down the street. Actually, we could broadcast from the River Falls Days Parade.
Right.
We'll get somebody to tow us in a pickup on a flatbed.
You're on.
All right.
We'll be at the River Falls Parade. We'll also be back after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbowles Show, taking your more serious political questions, board game of the week, and Packer news. Talking to a Packers owner on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Werzer Builders invites you to discover easy living in their 55-plus senior condos conveniently located on Eau Claire's south side in the Timber Bluff neighborhood development. Enjoy quality custom units with well-thought-out floor plans, kitchens with center islands and granite countertops, charming front porches, and outdoor patios with pergolas. Units are two-bedroom, two-bath, come complete with appliances, and start in the 270s. Contact Werzer Builders today for lot availability and building details at info@werzerbuilders.com.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at cartalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. A little Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, Mr. Zomers, you dialed up there?
Yep, the Thanksgiving theme. I mean, it's from Charlie Brown Christmas, but right. It is the Thanksgiving theme.
Thanksgiving theme. There is It's Thanksgiving Charlie Brown. Have you seen
there
that
is.
One?
I have.
It's not nearly as well known as a Charlie Brown Christmas, but still a great Howard Schultz, cartoon or made into a Snoopy cartoon, Peanuts cartoon. So, one of my favorites, actually. Charlie Brown Christmas is probably my all-time favorite Christmas.
As it is for most people,
yeah,
I think.
It's fantastic. But, yeah, a little chill music there. Hopefully your Thanksgiving is Charlie Brown-esque. And if you think about it, the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, it was pretty chill. And, it was a very diverse, although it might have been subtle. You had Pepper and Patty and Marcy out there taking charge, and the Birkenstocks doing a great job, and you had Snoopy, and you had Woodstock, and they were just sitting around outside. They had mismatched chairs and popcorn and toast, and it was all about just being together.
It was,
and being thankful, and that's exactly what Trygve Olsen and we've been talking about here. Welcome back to the show. Trygve Olsen, Senior Advisor to the Lincoln Project, joins us from our nation's capital. Zomers here on the board. Your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can join us on the text line as well. Off of YouTube, Tom watching on YouTube says, I want to understand how a guy from River Falls got the name Trygve. All right, well, here you go.
My parents.
your parents were of Nordic heritage.
No, I can tell the story. My parents, there's a lot of Olsons in that part of the world, and my parents thought they should give me an ethnically correct name because there's lots of, Bob Olsons, Ted Olsons, and so they went with Trygve, which it's taken from Trygve Lee, who is the first Secretary General of the UN.
Really?
And my sister is Jersti, which is also a Norwegian name. And
wow.
And it's a blessing and a curse because there are only about four or five Trygve Olsons. There was one in Black Earth when I lived down in Madison years ago in the early 90s. I was getting Sports Illustrated was being delivered to my house and I couldn't figure out why. And then I got a call one day from a guy named Trygve Olson in Black Earth. And he's like, are you getting Sports Illustrated? And I said, yeah, I am. He's like, that's my subscription. And he's like, and I understand you work for Scott McCallum and Tommy Thompson. And I'm like, I do. And he's like, well, you tell Tommy that you're his guy is stealing my Sports Illustrated. Turns out, of course, you know, it's Wisconsin. Tommy right. knew everybody.
Of
and
course.
Tommy knew the guy. And so when I said to Tommy, Tommy's like, oh.
Yep, don't embarrass the governor.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. A little more colorful than really? That, but yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know the guy. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But anyway, yeah. the problem with the name is either, you know, the whole thing about you only get one chance to make an impression. If you make a bad impression, you soil every Trygve that ever exists.
Right. All right. A couple of serious questions here. Talking with Trygve about how we talk to friends and family over Thanksgiving. Michaela, listening on WAUK out of West Bend, says, how do I go about talking to someone who already knows someone who has been impacted by the things they are advocating for, and there seems to be no way to get through to them? For an example, someone who supports a total abortion ban and a daughter, son-in-law, and grandson who are alive because of access to health care. I'd be curious how many people are seeking therapy after the election versus before.
Yeah, so the key thing is to think about other places where the person is a strong believer that government shouldn't be interfering in their rights and actually approaching it that way, I think. Asking questions about other examples. Don't lead with the issue of women's reproductive care, but lead with other places where they don't think government should be engaging in telling them what to do. Mm-hmm. And then pivoting into, over time, how the two are connected. I say this pretty regularly, you know, I became a conservative, and one of the things that is troublesome to me about where MAGA has taken the Republican Party is, you know, I don't want government telling me what kind of shotgun I can own. Mm-hmm. I think the Constitution says that they shouldn't be able. That doesn't mean that we can't address school shootings and other issues. It just means I don't think government should be in the middle of that. I think there's lots of things government shouldn't mm-hmm. be in the middle of. And while I still consider myself pro-life, I carry that over to my daughters. I do not right. want the government telling them what to do. I think those decisions should be family decisions and ones made with medical providers. I think that's intellectually consistent. It took me a while to get there, though. And right. so you need to ask questions in and around that, not leading with what they're going to lock down and you're just going to get talking points.
Todd, listening on WISS at Oshkosh, says, are you guys saying cognitive dissidents? I may be wrong, but I'm fairly sure it's cognitive dissidents. Yes.
Dissonance. You still dissidents. Said, it still sounded like you said dissidents the second time.
Well, I'm sorry for a bad like pronunciation.
I'm just saying yeah. for those listening, dissonance. It might sound like the way Todd's tongue is hitting his mouth makes it sound like a D, but he is saying dissonance with an
right. It's a Wisconsin accent, quite honestly.
It's Richland Center, maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's just me.
Right. I don't know.
I didn't mean that.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. I get it. All right, let's go quickly to L.A. Tom, joining us from beautiful Los Angeles, California. Tom, what's the weather like out there on the West Coast?
You know, it's actually beautiful today. Blue
oh
sky,
God.
Sunny.
That's great.
It was around 60 this morning when I walked the dog about 4 miles, so... Yeah, all well, good.
Happy Thanksgiving, Tom. We're up against the clock. You're about a minute. Let's go.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Trygve, that was my question about your name because I've never heard of anybody in River Falls name that. So that's what I was asking. I knew there was a story behind it.
I'm the only one.
You know, there you go. So and you always remember it that way, too. You're memorable. Also, for that woman that just, you know, that asked the question, Todd, I think the better question is to ask, you know, hey, we both agree that a termination of a pregnancy, in this case, may be a wrong, you know, thing against our morals or whatever it might be. But really and truly, the issue is not pro-life versus what the other side will say, which is pro-death. Mm-hmm. The issue is really pro a woman's right to choose or pro government's right to choose.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Thank you so much. Back with more Trivia's response on that. A little Packer news, board game of the week. It's the Todd Oddball Show for a Thanksgiving pregame show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Enjoy the popcorn.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting a slight uptick in the number of hunters for the gun deer hunt season, but the early harvest is still down. According to a press release, the number of licenses sold went up by about 0.5% from 2023, but the number of deer registered on opening weekend dropped by about 2% from last year and sits about 5% lower than the five-year average. Officials say the lower harvest numbers are likely caused by the hunting season being the latest it can legally be this year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will officially begin selling state park passes under their new 12-month system next week. Earlier this year, Governor Tony Evers approved a bill that would allow state park passes to be valid for 12 months from the month that they were purchased, rather than expiring at the end of the calendar year. The hope is more residents will buy the 12-month pass and take advantage of all the outdoors activities the state offers. The new passes can be purchased online or at state park properties starting on Monday. Judge Douglas Hoffer has announced that he will run to continue serving as Eau Claire County Circuit Court Judge. Earlier this year, Judge Hoffer was appointed to the position by Governor Tony Evers to fill the vacancy for the remainder of the current term, which ends on July 31st. After serving in the role for the past few months, Judge Hoffer has announced he will seek election to the position for the next term. He has previously served as the Deputy City Attorney for the City of Eau Claire. The election will be held on Tuesday, April 1st. Barron County officials are making progress on plans to conduct maintenance work on the Rice Lake Dam over the summer. The county thus far has struggled to find bidders to take on the project, and officials say they now plan to purchase the parts for the maintenance work themselves and then provide them to the eventual installers. The plan is to have the installations fully completed by the end of September. Officials also say that the planned work should not disrupt the recreation options on the lake, so residents can fully enjoy it over the summer. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickin Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy today with high temperatures near freezing in the low 30s. Winds are calm and they'll stay that way tonight too as temperatures fall to the teens. But by tomorrow, for Thanksgiving, it'll be blustery cold as winds drop temperatures for the weekend to the low 20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bell makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bell Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I have an all-star lineup of John Legend, Jenny Slate, Adam Brody, and the one and only John Grise, also known as Uncle Rico. And I'm joined by musical guest Eric Ratzak from Ask Your Mother and Eric Jellin from Mascot Theory.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I'd walk every step of the mile and think it was really worthwhile to see a parade come marching down the line. I don't know a son of a gun who wouldn't be willing to run to see a parade come marching down the line.
Welcome back to the Tallyball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Wednesday, November 27th, 24. Coming up in 2025, you can catch Trigvi Olsen and myself on a parade route near you. We're taking the show to parade routes across Wisconsin. That's Trigvi's new idea. Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, joins us for the entire show. We appreciate it from our nation's capital. Terry Barr, our wonderful announcer here at the show and also co-host of Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night on Civic Media. Great writer, great person. She says, quote, "I have seen a gun." This is, I cannot believe this. Terry says, "I have seen a gun that shoots little packs of cheese curds at a parade." We got to get one of those, Trigvi.
We do.
Holy criminy sakes alive. Give me that.
You want to know what I just learned on social media, Todd?
Hard to tell. Give it to us.
It's something that makes Wisconsin unique. So they have a thing, the most Googled Thanksgiving recipes in every state. Wisconsin is the outlier. Green bean casserole. It's the only state where the most Googled recipe is green bean casserole.
Really?
Yeah. And it's, you know what I'm making tomorrow?
Green bean casserole. And you had
I'm
to
making
Google it.
My nana's, my grandmother on my dad's side, green
All
bean
right.
casserole.
Very good.
And you know what? The only person who eats it at our Thanksgiving every year is me. And
but
Eric
that's
is like,
okay.
Why are you making that? No one eats it.
It's comfort food. It reminds you of home, right? So there.
Correct.
Tony on YouTube says, so proud to live in Wisconsin. That makes three of us, Tony. Zomers makes four. It's a great state. A great place to be from. Great place, to
Best
live.
On the planet.
It is. And, wherever you are, you've always got a piece of Wisconsin in you, even if you're not living here like Trigvi is. Lots of phone calls to get to you. Let's get to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Karina, listening in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for calling in. Happy pre-Thanksgiving to you. What do you have for us?
A happy Thanksgiving to you guys, too. Well, Todd, this is what worries me the most. And, going off the fact, that the Democrats are pro-choice and Republicans are pro-life, I tell you the fact, okay? Mm-hmm. From 12 to 16 weeks, it's the time for a female to have that lab, which will tell you if there is something very, very wrong with the child. Now, it's including Down syndrome, open spine disease, no brain thing when a child born with no brain. So you want me to deliver all these children as a female, okay? Most of these children, not Down syndrome, but most of these children will die in the first months of their life because they are not sustained for a life. What's happening next after a couple hours, like with no brain, unfortunately?
Yeah.
They approach you and they say, hey, you know what? I will understand the child is going to die and I'm so sorry. But you can save so many people with the donating of a child's organs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there is something fishy in here. And I really do. Because to push so many females deliberately have delivered and go to term knowing that my child have no brain.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call, Karina. Thank you so very much. And you know, I don't want to go too far down the road on this, Trigby. You've talked very personally about this issue before, you and your family. And I think the bottom line here for me is, and to Karina's point, we don't know a situation unless we've walked in those same shoes before, unless we've been down that road. It's a very personal issue. And, you know, it's real one that really came to a head this election. But it's going to have to be, I shouldn't say going to have to be, but I think probably advisable as we move into the next election cycle to try to find somewhere that we can come to some kind of common ground on this.
Yeah, I think there's a piece of us as a country that struggles with hard choices, mm-hmm. right? And maybe we all do as individuals, but I mean, the truth of the matter is we have been really lucky as Americans, particularly our generation, to have lived in a period of more peace and relative prosperity than any other point in humanity. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, sometimes that trend turns and we can sit around and be pessimists about it and say, oh, we're not up to it. Or we can do what other generations of Americans have done, which is rise to the challenge. And, we'll see.
Yeah. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Tom, listening in beautiful Grafton, Wisconsin. Tom, I appreciate your listenership. You have a question for Trigby.
Yes. Trigby mentioned that he is pro-life. I am also, and it seems to me that the abortion issue really was a turning point for this election, meaning that the pro-life Republicans, a lot of them knew that by voting for Trump, it would not be good for their own best interest. But because of the abortion issue is so strong, and it's not getting any less, especially in areas, and that's where it really turned against the Democrats. And the Democrats, you know, lost votes, meaning that the Democrats didn't vote as much as they had in the previous election. I think it's not being talked about enough, the influence or the impact of the abortion issue on this last election.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate the call, Tom. Again, Trigby, we got a lot of things we got to get to. It's certainly an important call, an important issue, but I think it goes back to a comment on this. I think it goes back to, and you're doing research on this, Carvel's doing research on this, other people, that where people get their media, their information, what they believe to be as news and facts, where they're getting that from this election cycle is very different than previous election cycles, and it has contained misinformation, which has led to some of these results, right or wrong.
I think it's contained a lot of self-conforming information, you know, and I will say this, you know, Republicans and people in Republican politics are taught to build narratives. Democrats talk about issues. And if you look at a lot of the advertising this cycle, Republicans were building narratives and Democrats were talking about issues. And we're humans. We think in terms of stories and narratives, and Democrats need to do a better job at doing that.
Agreed. Let's get back to some of the other things. About Michaela from West Bend, who had that question earlier on AUK, said, thank you so much, Trigby, for that suggestion. It makes a lot of sense. I'll be thinking about other areas they want the government to stay out of. I hope that you all have a safe, happy, and healthy Thanksgiving and not too much of a hangover on Friday, Todd. Now mom's gonna where she goes, you just talk about this so much, people are gonna think you're a drunk. I talk about it as a joke, but you know, yes, I enjoy a nice drink, but no, I'm not sitting home finishing off, you know, a bottle of whatever a night. No, but
you know what I got for my what? For my Thanksgiving beverage?
What?
Root beer. Good and I bought you a fancy root beer. I'll have probably one
now,
glass of white
I'm
wine.
I'm going to see mom later
I drank
on.
So much in college that I decided a while back. I don't really need to drink a lot anymore. Right.
I didn't. See, mom's going to have us here this afternoon. She's going to say, you should be more like Trigby and drink more root beer. Llama in Madison on WMDX says she wants Nana's recipe for the green bean casserole.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty simple. You get a can of mushrooms. And you get cream of mushroom soup.
Oh, can of mushrooms and the cream of mushroom. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, and then you get the green beans, string French style green beans. You put them in there. You put cheddar cheese on top of it, and then you sprinkle it with you know, the French onion, like deep fried
onion. Dried, yeah,
that's what you do. It's real simple.
Wow, look at that. See?
But the key to it is to get really good sharp cheese. Don't screw around with, like, you know, just a bag from fine. I don't want to bag on cheese. Sargento's or anybody else, but I would go to it. I would get like cheese from,
go to legit cheese factory.
Katie cheese. In fact, right after this, you know, my daughter, Kaya, who you've had the chance to meet, and you met Ula too. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Todd. For, one thing I am thankful for this year, I'll just shout this out. What you all don't know about, you know this, Todd is a fantastic guy. But I am thankful for the fact that Todd has been a really good mentor to my daughter, Ula, who he's gotten to know and is helping her with a Girl Scout project that she's doing. And
my pleasure.
It says a lot about you, Todd. But my daughter, Kaya, we were at a place in Chicago, a steak place, when we went there for the game. We always go to a steak place. And they had this Merlot deep fried brie in Merlot. And my daughter Kaya, who's 13, went and found a recipe on the YouTube. And I'm right after we get off the air, I'm going over to a cheese shop that she's identified that sells wine and cheese, Arrow Wine and Cheese. And she's already picked out, and I bet it's going to cost me a boatload, but that's what she wants to make for the appetizer.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts?
Very Tony. The Tony's the Tony suburb of DC. We didn't have brie and wine for appetizers at Richland Center.
Seriously. I know.
All right.
And she's like, we need good crackers to spread it on, Dad. That's not
right. Right. Yeah. A good old hearty cracker that makes a big difference.
Saltines are a good old hearty cracker. Well, where
they
are. From.
Yeah. Yes, I do. I enjoy that. I enjoy a Ritz, but
Ritz is fancy, Todd. You Ritz Richland Center people.
All right. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Zomers, you ready? You want to do this quick? You want to do a little board game of the week?
Sure.
We can do that. All right. Here we go. Board game of the week. Let's go.
Welcome back for the Thanksgiving, pre-Thanksgiving edition of Board Game of the Week. So last week, we had a very interesting game, Gloom, where you have a weird family that you try and have a miserable life and then die. Okay, anyway, we're moving past that. But it uses transparent cards. Not a lot of games do that, but I found another one that does.
Really?
That is tonally absolutely opposite.
What's it called?
It's called Canvas.
Canvas.
So all in right. Canvas, you have an easel and, you know, a canvas, and you're all competing to make paintings. So each of the transparent cards has pieces of paintings on it. Like there might be a person standing at a certain height, or there's a building on one side, and they all interact in interesting ways. Like if you have a person there and you have another one with a bird, it might be the person's reaching towards the bird when you put the two cards together or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so you're trying to arrange them to make the most interesting painting, first of all, just to look at. Second of all, to hit different aspects. At the bottom, there's like a row of scoring areas. There's like four or five of them. And the one with the person might have points for having an interesting subject. And the one with the bird might have points for having interesting colors. Mm. And you try to get something that looks the best and scores the most points and win awards.
Nice.
And I haven't played this one yet. I just found out about it a couple days ago.
How many people can you play or be on the teams or whatever?
1 to 5.
All right.
It seems like 4 is the best. Playing it by yourself seems kind of
useless.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. But unless you're just trying to figure out the rules.
Right.
But it's pretty simple. It's really not that hard to figure out, so you shouldn't need to. So it is $35 or $50 for the deluxe edition, which if you go on the website to buy it, it defaults to the deluxe edition. I point that out just so you know, you don't have to pay $50.
Right.
It comes with a few extra cards, art cards, and some wooden tokens instead of cardboard ones. But if you don't need that, $35
is what you can pay for that.
All right. Very good. What's it called again?
And you know what, Zombers? The thing is, for people getting together at Thanksgiving, rather than talking about politics, find a good board game to go and play.
Absolutely. Make some paintings together.
Yes.
What's it called? And if you really want to do it upright, you know how, like, after college and during college, everybody comes home for Thanksgiving, and then the Friday you get together?
Right.
So do you remember the game Balderdash? Where
yes.
you make up definitions for words?
Yeah.
Right. So... one year, Friday after Thanksgiving, all my buddies and stuff, we'd get together. We decided ahead of time, one of the guys, every single definition would be something obnoxious and obscene about his family or him.
You can make him modify.
All right. Name of this one?
Canvas is the board game of the week.
There you go. Canvas board game of the week. Don't go anywhere. Packer update next with an owner right here on the Civic Media. Ready to... love of a
parade. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it's 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News Radio. Tune in then, update on sports and weather as well, followed by the Maggie Dawn Show this afternoon. I believe is there a guest host today, Mr. Zalmers? I'm not sure. But anyway, the Maggie Dawn Show, regardless, it'll be a great show. Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon, 2 until 4, followed by Dom Selvia, Pete Schwabba and Nightlight, Rick Smith Across America, and then Native Roots Radio with our friend Robert Pilot. And it looks like Maggie is in the host chair, so that'll be fantastic. Join Maggie immediately after our show today. Then don't forget, coming up on Friday, right here on many of our Civic Media radio stations in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and the old hometown of Richland Center, it's a 9 a.m. pregame show, 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday. The Minnesota PJ Flexters will be visiting the Wisconsin Fickles at Camp Randall. I will be there dressed in a snowsuit with some hot coffee and maybe something else with Rob Wheat. And we'll be trying to cheer the Badgers on. A must-win game for the Badgers to go to the Rose Bowl and not break that 22-year streak of going to bowl games.
Not the Rose Bowl. They're not going to go to the Rose
Bowl. Did I say Rose Bowl? I didn't mean
you it. Said Rose Bowl.
I didn't mean You're, it. Bowl, bowl,
they aren't
bowl.
Going to the Rose
no,
Bowl.
No, 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 no. But they have a 22-year streak of going bowling, of going to a bowl game. All right. And so that's on the line. And who knows? I mean, if they lose out, who knows what's going to happen? Wisconsin football, just a mess, unlike Wisconsin basketball, which is undefeated. But tomorrow, on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, the Miami Dolphins visit the Green Bay Packers. Pre-game show starts at 5 p.m. on Richland Center, Park Falls, and Racine, Kenosha. Ken,
what's the weather forecast, Todd?
Cold, cold, in the single digits. Yes, in the single digits. It will, in fact, be frozen tundra. Like, well, now they got heaters up there, but it's going to be cold. And so we
need to go and get their electric socks and vests.
Like Trigby. Packers like owner me. Trigby Olsen joins us now to discuss a big game, Trigby. Again, the Packers had a nice win over the 49ers, but at times didn't look great. Of course, the Bears go
they
over to
fine.
Detroit. They look fine. What do you think? How do you feel? How do you feel about the Dolphins? Who don't, they don't have a great record, but they've been looking pretty good the last couple of games.
I feel good about the Packers' chances against the Dolphins.
All right.
I think they'll come out and play well. They're hurting a little bit at linebacker, though. Cooper and McDuffie are out, so that's not so great. But, you know, I mean, we saw that in the game against Detroit, right? Like, the way you attack the Packers is to hit the center of their defense.
Yes.
You know how you attack the Badgers?
How?
You just run at their defense or pass. True.
Or anything else.
Do whatever.
Yeah. You show up.
Right.
All right, you show
but
up.
But the, I think the Packers, you know, they're, I like the Packers' chances. Here's the thing.
They're
going to, they should be a wild card team, right? They're going to be a wild card team. They're probably, maybe they catch Minnesota, maybe they don't, but they're probably going to end up playing the winner of the NFC West or the South. Neither of those teams, Atlanta and Seattle at the moment, are that great. We're going to be out to see the Packers play Seattle, Todd.
Yeah, just a couple of weeks. I can't believe it's coming up.
Yeah, we're going to do the show from out there. Yep. It'll be great fun. But I just think, you know, the Packers have a really good chance of getting to the second round. And then we'll see.
Anything can happen.
Trending in the right direction. Yeah. And yeah.
No, anything can happen. No,
Packers are good.
I feel good about the chances against Miami because I do believe a little bit, especially these teams, but particularly Miami. These guys are just not built for single digits in Green Bay on Sunday. I think the weather could have a little bit of a factor to it. And also, more importantly, I think the Packers are just a better team right now when they execute than the Dolphins. So I'll take the Packers.
It would help if Jair plays because Tyreek Hill is... You know, Jair is kind of made for covering him. But I just think, you know, the Packers, they're a diverse team. And honestly, you know, you got to give Gutekunst credit, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not only did he bilk the New Yorkers. Mm-hmm. In fact, that guy's now out of a job because apparently Aaron Rodgers is the GM and coach of the
And
of
now
the
saying
Jets.
He doesn't want to play with the Jets next year. So that means he'll come to Minnesota next year.
Yeah. Oh, good luck with that. I hope he does. But he... you know, Gutekunst bilked them, and they've got the future looks good for Green Bay.
Yeah,
they got a lot of young guys.
Yep,
and beating San Francisco was great because San Francisco's kind of had our number.
Yeah, they were banged up a little bit, but yes, always good to get a win over the 49ers.
Hey, what's the deal with Wisconsin signed some big time quarterback?
Yeah, it was like a 4-star.
You see that?
Yeah, he's a big deal, but. But I think that, and this point's been made by people smarter than me, the Badgers need a win tomorrow. I mean, this is a big deal. If they don't win tomorrow, that will be the worst record, the first time they've had a losing record in almost a quarter century. And this guy was brought in to get him to the playoffs, and in 2 years, they could end up with the worst record in the last 24 years for Wisconsin. And I don't know. And now with the transfer portal and all this stuff, I mean, sure, okay, so you got this kid isn't supposed to start playing for another 2 years anyway. If they don't win tomorrow, if this program isn't going in the right direction, they're going to lose a bunch of these big recruits they've had.
Well, it makes you wonder. I would love to understand the dynamics. Like, does Chris McIntosh, the AD, eventually become getting scrutiny for letting Chris
I think
go
so.
And going this route?
I mean, Tony Zimmerman says this kid was supposed to go to Michigan, but they went after a bigger name, and so the 4-star came to Wisconsin. I think that's correct.
Yeah, I saw that.
So
that's what I read.
So I think you're right, Trigby. I mean, McIntosh, the new AD that took over for Alvarez, he rolled the dice on this hire of Fickell. So we'll see how it turns out. Trigvy, in all seriousness, my friend, I'm thankful for you, your family, and for all you do for our show. We really, really appreciate you, my friend. And most importantly, I appreciate your friendship. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Yeah, you too, Todd. And to everybody at Civic and Sage, I'm thankful for what you guys do every day, whole lineup.
Appreciate you, my friend. Thank you. And appreciate you, Mr. Zomeris. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. All of you out there, a special Thanksgiving show tomorrow for you. Tune in then. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. Happy Thanksgiving.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll replay our visit with dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser about how Trump's mass deportations would hammer the U.S. food supply.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.